It's Beer for Breakfast on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, brought to you by Speedy Mart Las Vegas.
We have made it to another Friday.
All I want to eat is them barbecue.
The original, often imitated, never duplicated Beer for Breakfast.
All I want is someone just to try to protect.
13 years running.
We have drank a lot of beer, and we've had a lot of good times.
We have.
And we continue to have good times with friends.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah.
You get some good beer together with good friends, and it equals a good time. And today, it's a banger. It's over 10%. Oh, my God, Mahoney, you almost just dumped an entire beer all over all of the equipment in the studio.
Oh,
that
God.
Would have been
10%
hilarious.
Beer. Oh, my God, that would have been so
bad. I like how
so
you were
bad.
Worried about the percentage of the beer as if it would somehow fry your computer less
or
more.
It would be even worse. It's a thicker beer. We're going with a stout, you know, as
thick with two C's.
As the weather changes and it gets a little bit cooler outside, we want to go with some beers that reflect the season. And so today we've picked the Sierra Nevada Narwhal Imperial Stout, 10.2% alcohol by volume, 60 IBUs. Ooh. Today being served from a 12-ounce brown bottle with a very nice drawing of a narwhal on there. And if you don't know what a narwhal is, it's basically a unicorn whale. It's a whale with a big-ass horn.
Bye, buddy.
Which
Why
is
do they
a
have
real
those
thing.
Horns? Why do they have them?
They're water unicorns.
Because they're going to they'll shank a bitch.
Yeah, they'll stab you.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, they evolved.
Mm-hmm.
They just got to cut ice. That's really it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they got to cut through it?
They're only in like one part of the world, and they just got to cut through a lot of glacier ice. That's really it.
Is that really what it's for?
Yeah.
Do they still cut it even though ice is melting?
Why do swordfish have swords?
That I don't know. That is one of life's eternal mysteries.
So they can impale the people that catch them? Mm. Have you ever seen people trying to reel in a swordfish?
Oh, yeah. People
die. Big.
Yeah, people die by pilling in marlins and swordfish.
That's on you.
It came in a six-pack, priced around $12 or $13 for a six-pack, reasonably priced. This is their non-barrel-aged one.
Not barrel-aged.
This is a non-barrel-aged version of the narwhal.
It does taste barrel-aged, if that makes sense.
Does it, though?
A little bit. A little bit.
We'll get into that. The five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast. The look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Let's all just cheers, just because it's said. Been a good week. You know, we made it through.
Cheers.
We're employed for now, and we're drinking. So, there you go.
Don't you feel like employment is just on lease right now? It's like the inevitable may happen.
I feel like it's like that for everyone, whether you're the employer or the employee. You're like, I might quit at any time. They're like, well, I might fire you at any time. You're like,
we're just
right,
renting
cool.
to be employed.
Kind of a
no,
stand.
They deeply care about us. What are you talking about?
Yeah, everybody cares. starting with the look, a deep black, hints of mahogany around the edges, like lots of tan head that sits nicely atop the body.
I mean, this thing is black. Like,
black. Yeah, yeah. Dark as the night. This is like your ex-girlfriend's heart black.
Mm-hmm.
That is how black this
beer is. Like one of my t-shirts.
Lots of thick and almost not, I wouldn't call it creamy head, but a tan colored and a decent amount of, I wouldn't call it frothy, but it's somewhere between creamy and frothy, whatever that descriptor may be. I couldn't come up with one, but somewhere in there and lots of lacing
Croffy.
Down the side. Croffy?
Croffy.
I feel like that's like coffee and toffee, which could be a good descriptor for this beer. Or is that a crawfish and toffee?
3 feet?
Which I don't
crawfish
know.
Crawfish sounds good.
Do you think crawfish and toffee would go well together?
0%.
Crawfish
zero,
and toffee?
No.
Yeah.
If you had a whole crawfish covered in toffee?
That yeah. sounds
good. In certain parts of the country.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's a little salty, a little sweet. That'd be nice.
No.
Dip it in some butter.
Oh, no.
Butter
no.
toffee? Butter toffee.
It's shrimp. Do you want toffee-covered shrimp?
Oh, yeah.
I think I've eaten a chocolate-covered shrimp at one point in time.
But not a toffee-covered shrimp.
Or toffee-covered crawfish.
Anyway, this beer is good.
The beer is good. Let's move on to the next category. Let's all take a big whiff of the Sierra Nevada Narwhal Imperial Stout. And I'm a big fan of Sierra Nevada. I mean, one of the OG craft brewers, you know, damn near 40 years old at this point. I mean, just true pioneers. And they continue to put out good beer year after year.
I mean, there's a lot of booze in that.
A lot. That's
especially
the first thing
as it warms up.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the first thing I smell.
You get that chocolate, tons of malt in there, roasted coffee. And tell me, are you guys getting like a little bit of licorice?
I smell nothing other than booze.
It's a lot of booze, but there's like some chocolatey scents in there, some licorice as well.
I don't feel like I'm getting overwhelmed with that booze because I feel like in some of these bourbon aged stouts that we have done in years past and reviews past, it really hits you. I mean, I think it becomes present, but it's not like this is an overwhelming big bourbon or big whiskey nose that just hits you. I think it's there, but it's not overwhelming.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
The Can we take a drink now?
Oh, well, we should cheers again. Oh. We should all cheers.
Mahoney's big on the cheers train today.
Yeah, that's what you do. You hang out with friends, you cheers, you talk about the good times, the bad times, you cry into the beer after about two of these because they're literally double digit.
We're pretty cool that we have an important meeting after the show today. It's going to go well.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try not to talk. I'll just stay in the back. Unsmile. I'll be super smiley for you guys.
Tell me what you're getting, Dave.
It kind of is very much like the nose. The thing that I don't like about just stouts in general, and this one specifically, is that you do get a lot of that like bitterness.
Yeah.
Especially on the backside.
Chocolate forward, for sure.
Yeah, and I'm just personally not a big fan of that. But, I mean, you feel the warmth of the booze when you drink this as well.
But it doesn't feel like it's overly boozy, if that makes sense.
It doesn't. You just feel the warmth of it. Like, I feel it going down my throat.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, as the...
Oh, boy.
As the seasons change.
Don't clip that.
Yes, Dave.
These are the days of our lives. Audrey, you are a big fan of porters and stouts.
I am.
Tell me what you think of the Sierra Nevada Narwhal Imperial Stout.
Sierra Nevada, this is just, honestly, guys, I would choose probably any of your other beers before I were to choose this one, and I am a porter and stout kind of girl. That being said, it's because you do your other beers so well. You do your IPAs very well.
Their IPAs are classics.
Yeah, they're classics. Yep. I personally... this just does not have it. Mahoney, you know this about me. It's just I really like the overloads of the vanilla, the chocolate, all of that. And this is just lacking a little bit.
I think this is a very good beer, but I feel like it doesn't have one thing that is outstanding about it. I'm with
it's
you.
Just fine.
You got big malts. You got coffee. You got light toffee. There's that sweetness in there. But Dave, as Dave said, you do have I think the most prevalent flavor in there is that dark, bitter cooking chocolate that does balance this out. I think this is a very balanced beer. And the alcohol, again, not overpowering in this, considering that it's 10.2% alcohol by volume. The mouthfeel, I think this is thick with two C's, velvety. It's very rich. The overall drinkability, for me, I'm a big fan of what they have done with some of their barrel-aged beers. This one not being a barrel-aged addition to that, I think lowers it. I think the barrel aging did add a whole lot to it. This isn't an everyday drinker for me, but I still think this is a very good stout overall that I would recommend people. If you do like a stout, but you don't like big bourbon flavors, or you are more into coffee or that bitter coffee and that bitter chocolate flavor, this could be one for you. Overall, I think Sierra Nevada has done another fine job putting out another limited edition release.
Yeah, the most impressive thing about this beer to me is that, I mean, it's fine. I'm personally not a big stout guy, so take it with a grain of salt. The most impressive thing is that it's over 10%.
Oh, for sure.
And it doesn't taste like a 10%.
Right. But also, guys, going back to, there's a lot of stouts out there and a lot of imperial stouts that are in this range that are 3 or 4 or 5 times what you would pay for that. If you're thinking about like a Parabola imperial stout like that, I mean, for one bottle, you're looking at $12.
The
Whereas
value
you're
is
getting
good,
6 times. Yes. Yeah. I think this is a very good value priced imperial stout.
Ian is so mad right now. He bet so much that the rating of this was going to be over
4. I got everything, and I could just tell. Please bring the price point into this.
I do factor the price point into this, but I would say overall, keep an eye out for the bourbon barrel aged version of the Narwhal, which you are going to pay a more premium price for. Dave, can I get a drum roll, please?
Here we go.
Oh, Mahoney's Beer Cigar Supremacy. I get the Sierra Nevada Narwhal Imperial Stout, a 3.8 out of 5.